It is another hot and humid late summer day across New York and western New England. Temperatures this afternoon have once again moved above the 90-degree mark in many spots. Moving into tonight, we will keep things warm and muggy, and tomorrow will be another very warm and humid day with temperatures again up near 90 degrees. A cold front will pass through late tomorrow night into the day on Thursday. That will bring us the chance of some wet weather and potentially some very beneficial rainfall. Following that, we will see some less warm and less humid air to wrap up the work week. But in the short term, it's another hot one out there today with many spots reaching that 90-degree mark this afternoon. It's a little bit cloudier across the North Country, so with that, temperatures are not quite as hot. But all of us are dealing with very muggy conditions, with dew point temperatures running mainly in the 60s this afternoon. We've had a couple of spot areas of rain as well, mainly across the north where we have more clouds around, and there is the chance of a passing shower or storm through the late day and early evening. The best chance for that will be across the north. Otherwise, it looks to be a warm and muggy night. As temperatures fall back into the 60s, we'll keep those humidity levels up, and a few areas of fog are likely as the night moves along. And then moving into the day tomorrow, that cold front will begin to move into our area. So with that, we'll have an increasing chance for rainfall, especially from the capital region on north and west, where showers and storms are possible, especially tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. Now, because the front will be basically to our north tomorrow, it will be another warm day. So temperatures, again, will be well up into the 80s to around 90 degrees. A few spots may reach the lower 90s, depending upon how much sunshine we see. That front will continue to work through the region tomorrow night into Thursday, and it's likely going to stall overhead on Thursday. So with that, there is the chance for some beneficial rain as we go through the day. The best chance for that will be from the capital region on south and the capital region on east. It turns cooler and less humid by Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of showers or thunderstorm, patchy fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, very warm and humid, high 85 to 90. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Variably cloudy tonight, chance of a passing shower or storm, patchy fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, very warm and humid, high 85 to 90. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, areas of fog, low 65 to 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, small chance of a shower or storm, very warm and humid, high 85 to 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear, areas of fog, low in the middle to upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, very warm and humid, high 85 to 90. Region-wide on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy, rain and thunderstorms likely, especially from the capital region on south and east, high in the 70s, and on Friday, partly sunny, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.